wanna talk to you. And you tell me you don't love me no more. And as we said goodbye, till you went walking out that door. So here I stand, a bitter and broken man, confused about all of the things that you once had. This ain't the first time, but this is the last time. There ain't much to say, if you want it to be this way, then that's the way it will be, 'cause I made a vow in the way of what you
was Out of the Blue from the album Anchorless, just released this week by folk and roots singer-songwriter Logan McKillop. Logan has performed on CBC Radio and the BBC, as well as at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, and he's a brilliant lyricist. I spoke with Logan over Skype. Logan, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Hey, it's really nice to be talking to you, May. Thanks.
Tell me just a little about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a very musical family?
I did, actually, yeah. One could say it's in my blood. Both my mom and my dad are songwriters and musicians, and all three of my siblings are songwriters and singers and musicians as well. So we've actually had the family band, the McKillop family band in the past. So yeah, it definitely runs in the family, and it's just something that's really taken a good grip on me in my life, and I can't imagine doing anything besides that. So
you're such a great storyteller and a really honest lyricist. Do you approach your songwriting by starting with lyrics, or is it more often the other way around?
Yeah, it depends on each song. Like every song is different. Most of the time, when I do find a spare moment, I'll be playing guitar in the living room, and I'll find a chord progression that I really like, and then I'll find a melody, and then I'll come up with a line, and then the song kind of writes itself. But other times I'll be, you know, driving down the road on tour, and I'll think about a topic that is on my mind, and I'll come up with a line, and then I've got to pull over and pull out the guitar to put music to the words. So it really all depends on which song I'm writing, and the process changes each time.
You released your debut album Prairie Sky in 2013, and your sophomore record Anchorless just dropped. How do you feel your sound has evolved with the new music?
Well, yeah, it's actually interesting. I was thinking a lot about that this morning, because today is the day that the album comes out. And with my first album, Prairie Sky, we recorded 27 songs over the span of 10 days. And we chose 20 songs and mixed and mastered it in the 2 days following, and then that was the album. So with Anchorless, this new project, I really took my time with it. It was a project that lasted about a 2 year span from recording to today. And so I think the sound has evolved. It's a lot more clear. It's a lot more crisp, and a lot more thought has gone into the recording process. And I should hope I'm becoming a better musician too after doing it full time for the last 4 years. So
you used some interesting instruments as well on this record. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So this was my first time recording with a string section. And to be honest, I can assure you it won't be my last. That was such an amazing experience, having a string supporting the music. And yeah, I've got all sorts of other instruments on there: drums, bass, rhythm section, piano, mandolin, banjo, clarinet, vibraphone on one of the songs, all sorts of stuff to kind of breathe new life into the song. So I truly believe that everybody played their instruments beautifully, and it sounds really neat, yeah.
Is there a theme to the songs in the new collection?
Yeah, there is. A lot of the songs on the album deal with themes of people overcoming struggle in their lives and overcoming hardships. And so there's a lot of stories about people in my, you know, family circle and my friends that are going through stuff like that. And also being introspective and looking at my own life and seeing the things that need to change in that. And yeah, I'm a firm believer that everybody is strong enough to overcome those hardships as long as they're surrounded by a loving community of people that support them. So that's kind of what the album is based around.
The first single you released from the record is Days of My Demise. What was the inspiration for that one?
Yeah, so Days of My Demise, that's a kind of a darker song. That's a song about self-destructive behavior. So doing something, even though you know it's not good for you and you should not be doing it. So yeah, with that song, the first album review came in just last week, and they said that it was the most epic rock song on the album. So I'm gonna take that as a major plus.
Thank you. believe in the truth within the lie. These are the days of my demise, captured in time.
Just stop breathing.